The Good Life. Your guide to health, nutrition, fitness, and vitality.
This is Jesse Dolan. You are coast to coast and worldwide today, dialed into The Good Life. Got a great feeling about 2011, by the way. I just think this is going to be the best year in the history of man and womankind. You know, toward the end of last year, we had a guest on who has a great sense of humor, a warmth, and a charm unrivaled, unparalleled, and I'm so glad to have him back. I want to introduce to you Swami Kiriananda, our guest today.
Thank you very much. And with a name like Jesse, you would have to be an athlete.
I am an athlete. How did you know that?
No, I know. I read your bio, and I thought, well, Jesse's the right name for that.
Well, you know, there have been some great Jessies. Jesse Owens.
That's what I mean, is Jesse Owens, Jesse James.
And what a remarkable story, the Jesse Owens story.
Yeah.
Well, it's so good to have you here. You know, for the benefit of our listeners, let me tell you a little bit about Swami Kiriananda. He has authored more than 140 books and composed over 400 pieces of music, winner of the 2010 USA Book News Award in the Spiritual Book category, winner of the Eric Hoffer Award last year in the Spiritual Self-Help category, one of the world's most revered spiritual leaders. This month, Swami Kiriananda will guide and inspire you with his wisdom on an instructional course that's been called 6 Weeks to Lasting Success and Happiness, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. What makes you happy?
What makes me happy?
What makes you happy?
I tell you, nothing can really make a person happy. Happiness has to come from inside. And I find this as an infallible rule, that when your consciousness goes downward in the body, it also goes downward in the spirit. And when it goes upward toward the brain, it brings you joy inside. Joy is of God. You know, I had a dream of a couple of years ago in Florence, in Italy. I saw thousands of people, and I saw that the one thing that binds everybody together is that everyone, even the worst mafioso, is really seeking happiness. And through that happiness, he's seeking bliss. And once with that vision or dream, I suddenly realized this is the reason you just can't help loving everybody, because everybody is seeking the same bliss. We all came from God, and the nature of God, as was defined in India by the great sage Shankaracharya, is bliss, or Satchitananda, ever-existing, ever-conscious, ever-new bliss. We've all come from that. We're manifestations of that. And the nature of all beings, and especially of human beings, because they're more self-aware, is the search for bliss. And they'll find it through outward things. Nothing really will give them that happiness. They have to find that they themselves are that bliss. And that is my little contribution in life, that the more I feel of that bliss, the more I love everyone.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I just had on before you as a guest Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of that book?
I've heard of the book. I have not yet read it.
Well,
but I've heard good things about it.
They wrote a series of books, and they have sold 157 million copies of that book.
My goodness.
But Mark was talking to me today about his new book, which makes a lot of sense juxtaposed with what you just said. His new book is called You Are the Solution. And so when I asked you what makes you happy, really nothing makes you happy except yourself.
Exactly. Well, that sounds like a very good title. I'll have to look for it.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll be in Los Angeles with Mark Victor Hansen later this month or early in February. I'll make sure that they send you over a copy.
Thank you very much.
I'll make sure that they autograph it as well.
Oh, that'll be great.
It's the least those people can do.
Well, I'm far behind him in my number of books sold. It's more like 2.5 million.
But listen, I mean, that's a series of books, right? That's over many decades.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about 6 Weeks to Lasting Success and Happiness.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this series that's going to be an instructional course. When is it online? And
I'll give you the reason for it first. I do believe very seriously that we're headed into a very, very great depression, much worse than the 1930s. And I think that it's basically due to human greed. It's sort of the karmic payoff for that. And I think it's very important that people learn certain ways of doing things that will help them to succeed on a solid foundation. You know, you didn't mention that I have also founded eight communities in three countries. And we have about 1,000 residents in our communities. Two rules that have been fundamental in starting those communities are, first of all, people are more important than things. And things include such things as projects and jobs to be done and everything. People are more important than anything. And the next is, based on a Sanskrit saying, yata dharma sata jaya, which is to say, where there is right action, there lie victory, happiness, success, and everything. And so we've been very strict in the application of those things. You know, when I was starting Ananda, which is the name of our communities, the first one was founded, it's in its 43rd year now, so quite a while back. We can say pretty well that we've demonstrated what we're preaching and shown that it works. But I had to raise all the money myself in the beginning. I had no wealthy donors, and I had to work very hard giving classes from city to city every day of the week, and including weekends. I think I took one evening off. But at that time, a real desperate need, we had huge bills to pay. Somebody came to me and said that, I have inherited a certain amount of money, and I want to ask your opinion. I guess he must have had a high opinion of my integrity, because he asked me, if I join Ananda, I will give you my inheritance, but I also wonder if I shouldn't go to India. And I wanted to know if he had the money to go to India, so I asked him how much his inheritance was. And he said $200,000. Well, that would be like $1 million now. And I didn't even hesitate. I wasn't even tempted. I said, I think you should go to India. But I've always been very rigid. Even though my own need was desperate, I felt for him it was a better solution. Basing our community on that principle has been very important. We had a forest fire that destroyed 450 acres of our land and burned down 21 of our 22 homes. And we didn't have any fire insurance. And our neighbors discovered that the cause of that fire was a faulty spark arrestor on a county vehicle. So they threatened to sue, and they collected. We were the biggest losers, and I wrote to the supervisors, and I said that, I know you're worried about what we're going to do. I want you to know that we will not sue. We don't want to take our bad luck out on our neighbors. And somehow we survived. 10 years later, our neighbors were still lamenting that fire. There's a wonderful picture of one of our members starting to clean up after the fire, after everything became cool enough to touch. And she's beaming joyfully. It's a wonderful testimony to that right understanding that if you do the right thing, everything will work out. In fact, probably the only really successful community in America. There have been others. At that time, the life expectancy of a community was about 30 days. And we've been there 43 years. So these two principles, I think, are very important to bring out at this time. And the thought of a community is the next reason. I feel that in time of a great depression when people will be literally starving. I think that if people would band together and get land together, very few people can be self-sufficient. We're a social creature. I'm a writer. I'm not a farmer. I'm not a carpenter. If I don't try to hit a nail into a board, I'll miss it 9 times, and the 10th time it'll bend over.
Swami, let me take a break on that note. We have to take a break for a spot or two. We'll be right back. Swami Kiriananda is my guest today. There's a 6-week course starting almost immediately. You can find out more at swamikiriananda.org. This is Jesse Dillon. You're listening to The Good Life.
Welcome to The Good Life, health, fitness, nutrition, and vital living. Here's your host, Jesse Dillon.
This is Jesse Dillon. You are coast to coast and worldwide today listening to The Good Life. Very special guest, the globally revered Swami Kiriananda is my guest today. At the age of 22, he began the adventure of his lifetime, the search for joy in God and spirituality. In the last 60 years, Kiriananda has become one of Yogananda's foremost disciples, inspiring thousands all over the world. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I believe there's a movie being made by Dharmic Pictures.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, the movie is it's a movie script I wrote, and it's on the life of Yogananda. It tells lots of stories that are not in his major book, Autobiography of a Yogi. But I knew him. I lived with him for some time. And he told me many of these stories himself, or I observed some of them. And so, you know, Autobiography of a Yogi, I don't think it'll ever be made into a movie because there's no plot to it and because it's self-deprecating. And when you're writing about somebody else, you can't deprecate him. And so it really needs to be a whole new thing. Well, I think this movie is that thing. And I believe it will be a beautiful movie. There are stories told about him that nobody knows. For example, one of them is a beautiful one. He was in Encinitas. They had a carrot processing plant there. He had a group of guests, and he wanted to offer them all some carrot juice from this processing plant, and he asked one of the monks to go bring him some. And the monk came back and said that all there was this little tiny glass, and not even a full glass. And Yogananda said, bring it anyway, and pour it. So the man poured it, and he poured it, and he poured it. I believe there were about 10 guests at the time. All of them got their carrot juice, and the glass was still full. That kind of miracle is not an ordinary thing. You read about it in the New Testament. But it's in this book, in this movie, because it's one of the extraordinary things that we witnessed living with him. So not only was he a man of miracles, but what I saw in him particularly that moved me was his perfect attitude toward every circumstance. It was always just the right attitude. I found that I could learn from him just by looking at him. Every gesture, every smile, every glance, there was something of a lesson in it. So I hope this movie will really have a great success.
By the way, Swami Kiriananda, did we miss your birthday?
Pardon?
Yogananda's birthday celebration, was that just recently in the 5th of January?
It was here. We had celebration in all our communities. I'm out here in Hawaii right now, and I didn't have the opportunity for that kind of celebration, but of course I celebrated it in my heart. And I have to say that in my heart, I celebrate his birthday every day.
And what are you doing in Hawaii?
Well, I came here for a rest, and then I got an infected leg. And so I'm stuck here right now. I had a 4-plus staph infection and blocked blood vessel. So anyway, I hope to come back in a week.
Whereabouts in Hawaii are you?
I'm on the Big Island near Kailua Kona.
It's so funny. Remember, I mentioned a few moments ago.
Look out over the ocean every day.
I mentioned a few moments ago Mark Victor Hansen, who was on just before you. He's also in Hawaii.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I mentioned a moment ago that Mark Victor Hansen, who was just on before you, Chicken Soup for the Soul, he is also in Hawaii.
Okay, okay. Well, I'd love to see him if he wants to drop over.
I'll mention that to him. Now,
okay.
I want to go back and talk a little bit about this six-week series that is starting shortly on January 18th. 6 weeks to lasting success and happiness. All of the details are at ananda.org, A-N-A-N-D-A, ananda.org. Talk to us a little bit about the six-week lasting success and happiness program.
Well, it's going to be based on what I was talking about, and it will give classes in the various factors that are basic. Actually, what happened was this. I was in the hospital in India. It kind of sounds as if I'm always sick, but I have had my share of difficulties. I had double pneumonia, and I was barely conscious. And the doctor came into my room, and instead of saying, "What can I do for you?" he said, "Sir, what can you do for me?" And he said, "Can you help me?" So I managed to sort of mumble, "Yes, I'll try." And so he said, "I have a son in college in Canada. I have many financial obligations. I would like to know. I believe in yogic principles and right action and so on. But I would like to know how I can succeed in life and always follow right principle." And I said, "Well, I have found in life that by being rigidly dharmic or following the law of right action, I have been successful." Well, I was not an advertiser for success, lying there in this bed almost unconscious. So the next day, I decided that I would write a course on this subject. And I ended up writing a course that took me a year and a half on how to succeed through following right principles. The lessons were 26 in all. The length of it is something like 600 pages of a book. And it's going to be based on that. But I'm excerpting it for an abstraction of just 6 weeks. But the classes that I'll cover will be on right action, how to attract what you need when you need it, inspiration, the importance of right attitude, what is it to be practical, and first things first. These are the topics of the 6 weeks. And I think they will cover pretty well what a person needs to succeed.
And that information is available at ananda.org, correct?
Yes.
What are you looking forward to this year?
This year? You know, I'm at a point in my life now. I'll be 85 this year. And I don't have any great specific goals for any year, but I do have this movie script. I have another movie script that is being made about my life. Those are two projects. Basically, what I try to do with my life now is just help other people to understand that they are God, or that you can't say that the wave is the ocean, but that God is they, and that by understanding who they are, they'll understand who God is. My only desire is to help people. As I often say to people, I don't want to convert you to anything except your own higher self, and I just want to do that with the rest of my life.
Well, that sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun for you, and I want to thank you very, very kindly for taking the time to join us today.
And thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You take care.
Bye, Jesse.
All right. Thank you very, very kindly.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Swami Kiriyananda, my guest today. You can find out more about the six-week course that is starting almost immediately. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, you can show up in person. But you can find out more by visiting ananda.org. Swami Kiriyananda, the revered Swami, has spent 3.5 years as a close disciple of Paramhansa Yogananda, and that's being made into a movie. And we'll have the scoop on that when that's coming out.